We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
So the Hawks and the play-in tournament, they got eliminated. So 131 to 116 to the Chicago Bulls, and Kobe White for the Bulls scored a career-high 42 points in that game. So they'll advance in the play-in tournament, and the Hawks have now been knocked out.
What was the number on the clock when you guys were like, I can't keep my eyes open? What was the number? Like, was it?
There was 11 minutes and 55 seconds left in the first quarter.
You're wrong for that.
No, I mean, like, it was, it's tough to watch these
games. I would
assume
that most people feel the same way we do that are up right now listening to us. It's like, dude, you 9:30 Eastern tip. Come on, man.
The only thing, you know what, you know the difference I know you're right. I was that way when I was working afternoons. I would struggle to make it through these games, but I would. I had a little more fight in me because I knew I could wake up
even
later.
Without this.
Yes, you do. the difference in them is when they woke up and saw that box score, they're like, "Oh well, season's over." I'm like, "I have to go watch that game." Oh,
I know. The last thing I remember, and I want to get you guys' input on this. The last thing I remember thinking, Trey looks a little gassed. And I remember thinking, I don't think this is going to go the way we want it to, the way DeAndre was playing. And I think that was somewhere at the end of the first half. And the Hawks had just made a little bit of a run. And the wheels started falling off. And I was like, I'm not going to make it. And somewhere between that point and middle of the third quarter, my eyes were fluttering and it was over with. So I'm running on adrenaline right now in terms of what I actually did see. But the one thing I do know is that the Bulls, it seems like at the end of the game, could have named their number. Mentioned a minute ago, 7 minutes left. They were up to 121 points, and it wasn't good. DeAndre played one of his worst games of the year. Trey was not himself. DeJounte tried to will this team, but they're just.
I'm just saying, hit 30 points.
Who's that?
DeAndre.
Yeah, he posterized somebody too last night.
Jeez.
DeJounte did.
Tough,
yeah.
Tough crowd. I was just trying to find silver lining.
Well,
no, there's not. Now's not the time.
There isn't one, and you talked about it at the end of the first quarter.
DeAndre had 8 points. DeAndre had 8 points.
DeJounte, excuse me.
Yeah, DeAndre played his worst game of the
DeJounte
year.
Murray. You talked about that end of the first quarter. Bulls had a 16-2 run to close that out. So
yeah. Well, look, they got a performance from Kobe White that you were hoping Trae Young was going to come in and give you, or maybe DeJounte was going to come in and give you. You know, basketball to me is a game where one player can completely change everything.
Yes.
And there's not a lot of sports like that where, you know, because of the numbers game where there's only, you know, there's only five guys on the court at once. Why can't the Hawks get a Kobe White type performance in a game like that? I mean, Trey's done it before, but in these play-in games, but it just, that's what you needed. And you don't get it. Neither team really was that. I mean, Caruso being injured is big for them. I mean, that's huge. And they still beat you handedly last night.
The frustrating thing for me watching this game is we've had so much back and forth in this city about what is the future of this team? Do they need to trade DeJounte? Do they need to look at trading Trae Young? Where do they find the draft picks? What does a blow-up even look like without, you know, getting a ton of draft picks back for either one of those guys? And yet, at the same time, I'm looking at the Bulls, who are also very injured, and you have a guy in Kobe White getting 42 and looking like he is going to be on Team USA this summer. And that's the frustrating part for me is we sit there and go, Trey's a superstar, DeJounte's this guy's that, and yet I brought it up to you earlier this morning, Bo, the guy from the Pistons who scored, you know, 50-plus on us a couple of weeks ago.
Malachi Flynn.
It just, you sit there and look at it and go, well, this guy's a superstar, he's scoring this many points, and yet it seems like it seems like we are building superstars. There's been five different teams in the NBA that scored their season high against the Hawks.
Well, that's
five different teams out of 30.
That's why, Tiffany, the legitimate question is, and I'm sorry that it has to be asked, but is Trae Young a superstar? That is a legitimate question. And unfortunately, the Hawks front office has to figure that out this offseason. Would I keep Trey? I would like to. I'd like to keep DeJounte. But the fact of the matter is I don't believe for a second you can have both there because it just doesn't work.
Do you think they figure it out
this offseason? Do you think they make a call on that?
I think they make a call on it. I don't know if they make the right decision, or I don't know if they do it the right way to get everything back. Obviously, Quinn Snyder needs all the input, really, to me. I trust Quinn Snyder's personnel evaluation more than anybody in the building right now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I do too.
He reportedly, according to Sam Quinn from CBS Sports, and he wrote a great article about this, Quinn wanted to keep DeJounte. He was like, dude, we got to keep him on the roster. And we'll talk more about this at 7:40 before mic'd up, because I want to get into this before wake-up call. I don't think it matters if Trae Young's a superstar. I don't. What difference does it make?
Well, because you're saying for this team or in general, it doesn't matter.
And here's why. You're not going to get back for DeJounte what you paid for him. So what else? What other move do you have? You don't have one.
Well,
you don't have another move.
It does matter that you're paying a guy to be something he's not. And if he's not a superstar, you're sure as hell paying him like one. So something's got to give.
My point is that we'll talk about it at 7:40, but the point is that there's nothing else to give. There isn't. There's no other move to be made.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.